Abby and Matt. Hit 105.
Hello, this is our podcast. A podcast of Steph, Abby and Matt.
Podcast.
Everybody needs a montage.
It's a podcast.
Let's all say it together now. When I say podcast, you say pothole.
You have to say it. When I say podcast, you say ho.
No, all you can do. When I say pod, you say cast.
Podcast.
Podcast. When I say pod, you say
cast.
Podcast. Podcast.
The reason we're doing that is we're getting into the spirit of R&B Friday Live. We've got another gig coming on the 17th.
Yes.
16th.
We just got told the lineup. We got told the lineup. Let's give it away. Give it away now. The Chili Peppers are not coming.
It is a very good lineup, which you are going to hear tomorrow. But right now, here's today's podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
So you're going out for dinner in a group, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know when the bill comes or you're waiting for the bill? I think a lot of people get a little bit nervous, like how is this going to be done? Especially if you haven't talked about it before and you know that they don't do split bills. And
then there's, you know what? Restaurants that don't do split bills.
Yeah.
You're idiots.
But you know what the problem is with split bills is everyone puts in what they have and they just pay for that. And there's always those garlic bread or extra drinks or something left that no one has claimed.
Oh, yeah. I only got normal garlic bread. You got the cheesy stuff.
The cheesy?
And it's $2 extra.
Seriously, we're going to classy places, aren't we? But it always is a bit nerve-wracking how you're going to divide it. And now they've done a study to work out that a lot of people don't like pettiness, and it can change the way you perceive someone. So what they've done is they've done a little bit of research and said that if someone asks for the exact amount, you know how they're like, oh, so I've divided it up and you owe me $10.35.
Then
all of a sudden, you just, that your view of that person just goes way down.
Yeah, but what are you best to do there?
Round
are you best
it up to, yeah, or round it down?
Do you say $10 or $11? Because are you worse for making money out of it than you are for just covering the 35 cents?
They're saying a lot of people don't care. It's just that you round it.
Yeah. Right, okay. Oh, yeah, hey, I've worked it out and you owe me $23.
No. Okay.
$2.50.
You can't make a profit. Round it up.
Yeah, that's a tricky one,
but
isn't it?
But it is true, though. Like, especially when I kind of go, if you go out with a group, and I'm pregnant at the moment, so I don't drink.
No, but
I'm
you gonna eat for two.
Only two.
I was already
sorry.
On
the line. Yeah, sorry.
But the food's often cheaper than your alcohol, man.
Ooh, she's got ya.
Yeah, so for 9 months,
you're
ahead.
I would cover his 24 beers just for an hour lunch. Do you know what I mean? Because that's what sort of person I am.
Hang on, I'm getting popcorn. Hang on. Nah, look, it's the same as it happens not just with for dinner and stuff. You know when there's a share house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's the person who finds the share house and then brings in the two flatmates. The person who found the share house, you know that they're not paying the same rent. They've got the big bedroom. They've got the ensuite. But somehow they've said, oh, it's like $700 a week for this place here. And really, you know, it's probably only $540.
So you don't pay the land agent. I'll pay them.
Yeah.
You just pay me. Yeah.
You give me the cash each week and I'll sort it out, save you the trouble.
Don't look online for how much rent was when I first moved in.
Yeah, realestate.com's ruined that, haven't they?
They have.
But I reckon this is so true. There's a friend of ours that we don't invite. Well, she was sort of on the distance anyway. Mm. Like, there's because of close group of friends and I, there's 12 of us from school and we're really good friends. And this other friend always wants to be part of the group. And we're like, yeah, cool, no worries.
But then we'll only invite you to some stuff.
Not the serious ones. But she just ruined it for herself because she booked all these tickets for everyone and everyone had paid the money. And then she sent an email later on saying, oh, look, I'm so sorry. I forgot to include the booking fee. And it was like $10.90. So then she wanted everyone to then pay in an extra 90 cents or something.
Oh, God.
Nah, that's weird.
It's weird, isn't it? You would just cop it and just go, that's it.
You know what? Buy me a drink on the night.
Why would you have to do that?
I don't know. Just something. You know what? I figured I said that.
You're the petty person.
I'd rather pay you 90 cents now than $8 for a beer when we get there.
There was a $15 booking charge, so when we get there, you all owe me a round of drink.
You are the petty person.
The hot dogs out at Boondall are amazing. If you want to throw one of those in as well, I'll forget this whole thing even happened.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything.
13 10 60, the show is yours. We've got Blake. Morning, Blake. What do you want to talk about?
Morning. I went to Katy Perry's concert on Sunday night. And I met Celine goddamn Dion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the one in Melbourne, the gig in Melbourne, yeah?
Correct.
Because she was, because I think they went to each other's concerts, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. I have been stalking Celine for the past, like, week or so, like, finding out where she's been going.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was at Katy Perry's concert, looking at, like, Katy on the stage, and I turn around, and there's Celine just standing in the front of house behind admission.
Did you go to Katy Perry to see Katy Perry, or because you were stalking Celine Dion and you knew she was there?
I went to see Katy, and then I all of a sudden saw Celine, and I just lost my mind.
So your name's Blake Anthony. You're the dude they've had all over BuzzFeed as well, right?
Yes.
You held her hand.
I held her hand.
Was it clammy?
No, it was. It was the most beautiful hand I've ever held in my life.
It would have been perfect. It's Celine Dion.
Yeah, but I wonder. I get clammy hand. I got to wipe my hand before I shake hands with people. And I wonder.
Not Celine Dion.
Did she do the wipe on the shirt, or did she just go straight in? Cold?
No, she went straight in. Yeah, she was amazing.
And how far away were you? Were you near, far, or wherever you were?
I was leaning over for my life, like Rose and Jack.
Would she? He's just trying to do reference for songs. Blake, she was behind you. You had better tickets than Celine Dion.
I know. I know. It was a dream come true. Literally, like, would not let go.
Did she say anything to you?
Yeah, I was talking to her, and she was so lovely. And she was the best. It was a crazy.
All right. Well, you sound like you've been awake for about 45 seconds, mate. So we'll let you get back to bed. That's pretty amazing to meet Katy Perry and Celine Dion in the 1 week. Katy Perry's in Brisbane at the moment, isn't she?
She is.
Did a great show last night.
Yes, sold out.
Let's go to Ashley. You're on the air with us. What do you want to chat about?
Hi, I was just ringing about how you met your partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give you something different to online. Yep. I met mine at a gentleman's club where we both worked.
Oh, what were you doing there?
And well, neither of us were on the pole, so it's not that exciting.
Okay.
I was the door girl and he was the glassy.
Oh.
Oh, you're on the pole eventually.
And do you...
Yeah.
Did you both continue to work there?
Yes, so I was there for... We weren't working there while we were together, but that's where we met.
Can I ask?
We got together 2 years later.
Right.
Do any of the girls who do dance, do they meet their... Have you known any to meet their partners in the club as well?
I didn't know any that did. A lot of them sort of just saw it as more of a workspace, I guess.
Yeah.
But if they were dating, it's not really the customers. It's generally like the controllers or people around in the workplace.
The customers are generally not their best version of themselves when they're at those clubs.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Yes, but they're not, you go, oh, that's a potential.
Some of those customers, though, you know, if the dancer does the right job, the guy starts to believe they're in a relationship.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
They do, yes.
I think she likes me, man.
I like you, and where's your wallet?
Yeah.
Generally, that means that it's not true love.
No, you didn't get the connection. You didn't know that, man. You weren't there the way she looked at me.
She would have done it for free.
When she saw the Amex, it was like everything lit up, you know?
So true.
Colin, you're on the air, buddy. What do you want to chat about?
Oh, g'day, guys. How are you?
Good,
man.
Oh, good. I was just wondering, I've heard a rumour about people betting on the animals at the Ecker Show to win first prize. Like, for example, the cows, there's a chicken called Dobbo's Little Pecker.
Yeah.
And people are betting money on it to win. I'm just wondering, would you bet on animals at the Ecker, and what do you think about it?
What do you mean to win? Like when they're in the
like prize winning?
To win the first prize or best in show, people are placing bets at the Ecker.
I would imagine so, Colin. I mean, especially in Australia, you can bet on anything.
Yeah.
There is a market for it. I'd have no problem betting on a chicken.
Can you bet on which one gives birth first? Do you know how they've got the birthing suite that you can watch?
Oh, I think so. And also you can bet on a basket of eggs, the best-looking eggs.
Oh.
And as I said, there's chickens, like this pecker, Dobbo's Little Pecker. You can bet on that to win its best range and best-looking chicken and all that kind of stuff.
Colin, did Triple M get you to call us?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I was just trying to work out.
It's very obvious. It's so obvious, dude. If you're going to do the sneak thing on air,
Because what's he saying? Dobbo, is that?
Dobbo does
you win tickets to the Ekka. Yeah, you win tickets to the Ekka if you can get the Dobbo's little pet on a radio station.
Yeah, well,
13 10 60.
If you listen to Triple M in the afternoon and the job is to get on air and get tickets, ring us now. We'll take as many calls as we can.
It's rightly named, isn't it?
Can I be first, though?
Yeah, you've got it.
How does it work? So hang on, if you get on another radio station talking about it, you get tickets.
You get win tickets, yeah.
And Triple M give them to you, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, put everyone on.
Come on.
Yes. The more people ring in, the more tickets you get away. So, yeah, everyone start ringing.
Let's bleed them dry.
Hang on. Well, we got to get to the news. After the news, we'll just bang out as many calls as we can, and Triple M will give you the tickets.
And, Colin, we'll send you the air check, so you don't even have to bother about that.
All right, we'll do it next.
Fantastic. Thank
it's
you
coming up
much.
Next here at Hit 105. Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Okay, so we just did first calls then, and we had someone come on our show, and they were mentioning Dobbo. Little pecker at the Ekka.
Which sounded a bit weird. And let's be honest, he didn't sound like he normally listens to the show.
No. So the thing where his name is Craig, and so the same company owns Triple M in our building, right? And we see some of their stuff. Apparently it's something that's going on at Triple M at the moment.
Yeah.
Dobbo, who does their drive show, is on with us. Hey, Dobbo.
Hey, guys. How are you? Great show. Love listening.
Thank you.
Did you name it after yourself, the Dobbo's little pecker, the chicken that's...
KG, my partner, named it, in fact. She was really happy with the name because, you know, it was very reflective of this beautiful hen that we're going to win at the Ekka.
So, Dobbo, what's the deal? Your listener, Craig, told us that if they get on another radio station besides yours, Triple M, that they win tickets to the Ekka. Is that the comp?
Well, mate, look, just what happens is that we are a battling radio station in the same building as you guys, and we don't get a lot of marketing budget. So what we said was, look, we're happy to give away Ekka tickets, but, you know, we want Dobbo's little pecker to be known. So it's in Pen 97 at the Ekka. Mm. If you can go and get on a radio station, you'll get an Ekka ticket.
Okay, we'll help you out here, Dobbo. If anyone who calls 13 10 60 right now, we're going to pick up the phone line. Just say Dobbo's little pecker. Triple M will give you a double pass to go along to the Ekka.
No, that's not right.
Yes, that is right. That's
not right.
Hang on, Dobbo. Hamish is there. Hey, Hamish.
Hey, I just want to say that I heard that Dobbo's little pecker is the smallest one there this year, too.
Yeah,
okay. Hamish. We've got Ian from Everton Hills. What do you want to say?
I reckon go on Dobbo's little pecker.
Thank you very much. Why would you not want to jump on board? Yeah. Cody in Morayfield.
Yeah, Dobbo's little pecker for sure.
Thanks, Cody. Kim from Birkdale, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what's going on?
Dobbo's little pecker, best-looking chicken in the show.
Yes. Enthusiasm is great. Hayley from Goodna, what do you want to say?
Dobbo's little pecker.
There we go. Tickets to the Ekka! Woo! Woo!
Yeah. How many tickets do you have, Dobbo?
Yeah, well played, guys. That's well played. Yeah, no, we're happy to give away anybody. That's good. That's really good.
So keep the lines open? Is that what you're saying?
No. They can shut now. We're done enough. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Dobbo. Have a good show, the Sabo buddy. There you go.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Broke up with my gym. And I thought it would be hard. You know, you hear all those stories about how it's so hard, you've got to go in for a meeting. Mm-hmm. And the breakup was so easy, it's left me confused.
So why you only sign up to gyms that say no locking contract?
But they weren't, though. And then I wrote them an email saying, look, it's not you. You guys are great. It's me. I'm just a bit of a lazy cow at the moment. And they wrote back, dear lazy cow, sorry to see you leave. It was so funny. We were witty together. And sorry to leave, here's the link. I clicked on the link. I was done. And then they wrote back saying, hey, dearest lazy cow, if you ever want to join us again, we're here. I was like, so that's done. I'm done. And I just wasn't using it because I was choosing sleep over going to the gym.
Fair enough.
But it's an issue. I need to do some exercise. Mm. And I can't always go for walks outside because the kids are there. So I've got this genius idea that I want to get one of the machines that is in the gym in my house. And I said it out loud to Matty and he said, it's an awful idea. I won't use it.
You're going to get a treadmill, aren't you?
No, I was going to get a cross trainer. It's slightly easier.
An elliptical.
Is that what they are?
Yeah. I don't know. I'd go a cross trainer.
Well, you've got your hand. You put your hands on it, and then you kind of just stretch.
Yeah. And then you do the skiing as well. Mm. I don't know if it uses as many calories as a treadmill, but it's just
for... But there's no impact. It's good.
It's just for a little bit of fitness, I thought. You know, the baby will be there.
Have you ever owned one before?
No, I haven't.
Have you owned a treadmill before? The answer to that is clearly yes.
Okay. Well, I bought one for like $500. It wasn't very good, so I didn't use it. It was like one of those telecommercial ones.
When you say didn't work, what did
you? Oh, it moved, but it was just loud and it was uncomfortable.
She didn't lose any weight. She sat there and stared at it all day.
No, it became a clothes rack.
This is exactly right. My wife has bought three of these things over the lifetime of our...
Why'd she buy three? What's wrong with the first one?
Oh, because she bought one.
Wasn't good enough.
Didn't really end up using it. Gave it away to someone.
Yes.
Oh, I think I need another treadmill. You didn't use the last one. Nah, but I'll use this one.
I'm going to use this one.
So everyone says that before they get it.
Nah, but this one I'm going to as well because I can't afford it. So I'm going to go on a payment plan. Hmm. So I think when
you're getting a loan to get this.
Yeah.
And so you might use it this time because you've got so much more storage that you won't put any clothes on it. You know, and if you don't put clothes on it, it's more visible. You can see it and you'll use it more.
I saw Liz Cantor on hers at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, like, that was the first time in 6 months she's no, used it because she put a bloody... It.
She's fit. She does the weather at Channel 7. Now she's fit. And yeah. I was like, I could do that. I think that's the sort of person I'm going to be.
I might have seen wrong, but when I'm driving around, I'm pretty sure I see hundreds of kilometres worth of path around Brisbane in fresh air, sunshine, that... I think, look, I might be wrong, but I think people use that to run and walk on.
But often when I want to go, it's, you know, 3:30 in the morning.
Yes.
That's not dangerous. Safe. You'd be panicked if I was out on the street at that time.
That's why I started walking. I'm not going to let her walk alone in the streets of Brisbane.
Pay Stav $1,000 to run with you.
Now I'm interested.
Oh, it was actually a bit more expensive than that.
And imagine the amount of clothes you can hang on him.
You don't think I'll use it?
No. Nah, what are you paying for it?
Well, I was going to go and have a look at it today.
Mm.
The one that
budget?
I liked. Well, I don't have a budget. I was just going to go on a payment plan.
So what? Like you're going to pay $50,000 for one?
The one that I did like was $2,000. You go on a payment plan, it's like a...
Why don't you pay me $50 a walk?
Because I just wanted to do just like a 20-minute here and there.
$20?
No.
13, 10, 60.
You're not walking me like a dog.
13, 10, 60.
I'll pick up anything you put down.
So that you got. We're on a walk. Don't judge it. 13, 10, 60. I want to hear from anyone who has any kind of exercise equipment in their house.
Yeah.
And they're not using it. I reckon we can get a full board. The most expensive clothes rack, let's try and find it. Because you know what happens? Guys buy weights.
Yeah.
And all you end up doing is the ironing goes on it, the kids' toys go on it.
Mm-hmm.
No one uses this stuff.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to be different.
Yeah, and everyone says that too. This time it's different.
It's going to happen.
It's like when someone cheats on you and they come back and they say, this time is different.
Why does it always end up there with you?
Well, it happened with the swimmers, remember? C-Bomb's boyfriend said, this night, take me back. This time it's different. And then it wasn't. Do you want to be like Emily C-Bomb?
I like
her.
She's fit. I like her. She's fit. Imagine her. She can
bad
come
example.
Over on my exercise.
Yeah. Bad example.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I am thinking about making a purchase that Maddie doesn't think I will use.
I don't think anyone uses when they buy this stuff.
Well, you buy it so it's convenient. I'm talking about a fitness machine. I want to get a cross trainer or a treadmill in my house because I cancel my gym membership. And I just think when you make it convenient, you're more likely to use it. Mm. You don't believe so, and you ask them 13, 10, 60, what's the most expensive clothes rack you've bought?
That's what happens with it. You just end up putting junk on it, yeah?
Some people do. Most people do.
You don't have anything in your house, do you, from memory?
No.
No?
No. I use household objects.
Like got what? A door, you got a gym.
Your like vacuum what? Cleaner's a good weight lifter.
Do you really do that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's actually genius.
You put stuff in it to make it heavier, yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Got to use the stuff around the house. Underneath the garage for my chin-ups for my ninja warrior training.
Nicole, 13, 10, 60. This stuff turns into a very, very expensive clothes rack. What have you got? What did it cost?
I've got a $500 cross trainer and a $500 pull-down weight thingy. I don't know what it is.
A pull-down weight thingy.
Yeah, like you sit on it and you like you pull the bar down.
Yeah,
you sit on the other side and you like you lift the weights up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never used it.
You could buy.
You never used it. How much?
You could buy it off her.
Did you not use it for 1 week?
Oh no, my husband used it a couple of times, but yeah, it's just really dusty under my house. And then I think, oh, we should get rid of it because, you know, wasting space. But then I'm like, oh, we might maybe use it one time.
Yeah.
Wait for hard rubbish in your area. And that stuff's all over the street.
But if everyone does like what Nicole does, like I don't want to throw it out because one day I'm going to get really fit.
You know what you should do? If it was a gym, it'd cost you like, what, like $20 a week? For membership, just put $20 on it every week. Like,
literally, and see it pile up, and you'll be like, paying for it still.
Yeah.
Sean, most expensive clothes rack in your house.
Alrighty, so I have a treadmill. It is sitting in my lounge room, like, literally, fold it up. Uh-huh. Not even flat. I have a 22-month-old son. He uses it as a monkey bar, so he swings off it.
Great. Getting used.
But, yeah, it's a towel rack, pretty much. So when I get out of the shower, I throw it on the treadmill, hope it dries, but it cost me $850. And the worst part is I'm actually a PT. So when I was pregnant, I was like, I will not lose my fitness. Yeah. I refuse to stop gymming. So I'm like, I'm going to buy a treadmill. This is going to happen. I'm going to watch Netflix. I'm just going to walk all day. Nah, once. I've literally used it once.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Margaret.
Hi. Well, I've got a vibrating machine which cost me $3,000.
And you use that every day?
I never use it at all. I think I've used it twice. It takes up about a quarter of my lounge room, and it's not even plugged in now because I had to unplug it so I could plug in my new Google.
Your Google Home.
The boys have got the giggle.
I just don't know what sort of vibrating machine it is. It sounds heavy duty. You've got to plug it in.
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
Get on it, and you can use little sticky bands, and you can do all kinds of wonderful things, they told me when I bought it.
Well, why not use it then?
I don't.
You're married.
I don't. I'm not married.
No.
Not married.
Okay.
This was getting stranger and stranger.
It's one of those fitness ones where you stand on it, shakes everything for you.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I've always wanted one of those.
Get one of those too. Get a home gym.
Tamara.
Yes.
You're in Bribie. Abby's going to get herself some exercise equipment. We think it's just going to turn into a clothes rack.
Do it, Abby. I spent $4,500 on a treadmill, and it cost me more than the clothes that are hanging on it. Don't do it.
Oh, see, that's a good one as well.
No.
Do you still have it?
Yeah. It's in the garage. It's been there 8 years.
You want to sell it?
Yeah, sure. Do you want it?
You just told me not to do it.
Look, she's just
my husband to be happy.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Doctor, give
me the news. If you haven't heard, someone is with child. What's your due date again?
I'm getting really excited now. 22nd of November. I was really nervous, and I'm slowly getting not as nervous and more excited.
It's very exciting. I can't wait to have another little baby girl running around.
It is not a girl. Someone said congratulations on the girl. They heard Maddie. I say it's a boy. We've got a bet going at the moment, and Maddie is going to pay up $1,000.
You've gone back to boy, haven't you?
I've gone back to boy.
All right. Well, we'll find out in November, I guess, who gets the $1,000. Looking forward to a baby bonus. But yesterday, we asked the question, because our producers, none of them have had children, and they're learning a lot through this journey.
They're freaking out.
They are. They're losing
it. They're so freaking out.
We asked you on air, what did you learn after having a baby? Then we got this call.
I had 4 caesareans, and I didn't know until my 4th caesarean that they actually pull your bladder out and lay it on your stomach.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
And then we got a lot of emails saying, no, that's not the case.
Yeah. And then my husband swore that he saw something come out of mine. It wasn't Finny. That was something else.
Yeah. I swear I saw it when my wife got hers done too.
What'd you see?
I thought it was intestines, but I'm not a doctor.
Right. So we have a doctor on, Dr. Nerida Flannery. She's an obstetrician and a gynecologist in Budrum. Tell us, is this a myth? Is it true? What are we looking at when that happens?
I think, generally speaking, it would be a myth. Oh. Wouldn't be a standard part of a caesarean section for us to deliver the bladder. I'd say most obstetricians are actually trying to avoid the bladder when delivering a baby.
Yeah.
I suspect what people are talking about is actually not that uncommon to deliver the actual uterus. Obviously, people are having breakfast this morning, but sometimes after the baby's been delivered, it can actually help to close that incision to actually deliver the uterus out onto the stomach. So that might be what your caller was talking about. Yeah.
And then they put it back in, right?
Yeah. Everything goes back where it started from, you know. And zipped up nice and neat at the end.
Sorry, doctor, I think you've just freaked out Abby a little bit.
No. You just said it so calmly. Uterus out, uterus in.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you were nearly crying.
Oh, no. I just didn't know. I didn't know if everything does come out. No, I'm fine with it now. That's cool.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, you're on painkillers. Hey.
She turns
now
fast.
I feel like the girls that were crying yesterday. Can I ask you, because it's so many news stories out even yesterday talking about a natural birth versus a C-section, and I'm like having a natural birth. I was going to be Miranda Kerr. I went to training. Everything was going to be amazing. There was going to be no drugs. Didn't work out. Had an emergency C-section. Mm-hmm. And then after the hospital gave me a call saying, would I like counselling over it? Because do a lot, and I was like, oh, bugger, I don't care now. But I think, like, a lot of women feel like maybe less of a woman or they've got too much pressure on them.
Yeah.
Is there some sort of pain after with not giving the natural birth?
Yeah, look, I think for some women there's even a grief process that goes with it. I mean, obviously having a baby is one of the most wonderful and amazing things that a person can do in their lifetime. And often we've got a lot of hopes and dreams around that baby, but also about how that baby's going to arrive. And so when things don't go to plan, for some people that can be, it can be sort of a devastating event, I guess. Mm. And for some people, having some counselling and support afterwards, of course, it shouldn't be that way. Having a baby is not something that you can fail at. Healthy mothers, healthy babies, that's what we're after. So at the end of the day, that's really what we want, you know, mothers, families to walk away sort of empowered and happy and, you know, that wonderful thing that's happened in their life. So I think that's probably the way in which, you know, we do offer support and counselling for people when things don't always go 100% to plan.
Yeah, it took my wife a couple of weeks to get over the fact that she didn't go through labour and whatnot. Another question that Abby's got for you, it's more, would you say cosmetic?
I think, I don't know if it's inappropriate to ask because it's all concerned about the baby.
Nothing's inappropriate with a doctor. That's why they're there.
You know muscle separation after a few births? While you're there and you're sewing it back up, can you, like, move muscles back together or rip off just that excess skin that's just hanging around?
Yeah, we often get asked to do that sort of thing. Look, I think at the end of the day, I'm an obstetrician, not a cosmetic surgeon, and I always say to my patients, you don't really want me doing your tummy tuck. I think there's people that are better qualified to do that.
Did you want to... just your stomach were you talking about?
Right. What did you think I wanted?
I don't know.
Because I think a lot of people think that as well, if you have a natural birth, whether they can... You step in, Manny.
Are you talking about the husband stitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a disgusting term.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I hate that term. Because
I didn't invent it. I was just saying what we're all talking about.
You must get that all the time. Because I met an obstetrician that said it's disgusting when they're there, their wife's just given birth, it's a happy moment, and they're concerned about their future in the bedroom.
I'm pleased to say I don't get that all the time. It's actually a rare occurrence. I'm pleased to report. But, that one's probably more myth than reality. Okay. You know, I think when people have had their babies, that's often not what they're thinking about at that stage. So,
I met my wife when I was 18 and she'd already had a baby. And it would have been more all my mates who were like 18, 19. They were so dumb. They all were like, that was their thing. Is it the same after someone has a baby? It's exactly the same. Like, it's nothing...
You didn't know her before she had a baby.
No, but...
So you can't comment on that.
No. Well,
I think it is different for... I mean, Doctor, you're going to have to help us with this. It can be different for certain people, because I know a lot of my friends have had 3 kids, and they have had issues after.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's right. I don't think there's a universal answer to that. Having a baby definitely can change things. Not always for the worse, sometimes for the better for some couples as well. So, that's definitely an individual experience.
Well, look, either way, it's amazing. I have never been more in love with my wife than after she gave birth to our children. You're like, that is ultimate appreciation.
Once you've seen a woman's uterus, you're in love for the rest of your life.
It goes out and it goes back in. That's very
amazing.
Interesting.
Well, Dr. Nerida Flannery, you're an obstetrician gynecologist in Budrum. Thank you so much for coming on and clearing that up for us this morning.
No worries, my pleasure.
And if you do want to see our producers, we got them to watch a birthing video for the very first time. It's on our Facebook page. Go and check it out. Search Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Handball.
The number one handball player in the world.
Let's go down to the handball court.
Just you and him all night.
Which I think is probably going to put a spanner in the works. We're trying to get Pink to come play handball at the Ecker. So if she's been sick, she mightn't have time now. She's had to change her shows around.
We won't put pressure. We'd just love to have her there.
It'd be good for recuperation, fresh air and sunshine. And
Are we doing that reverse psychology?
Yes, 100%.
Completely.
Yeah. But we're having a handball competition at the Ecker. You can come along. Anyone that does get an ace goes into the running to win $5,000 cash that Maddie has decided is going to go in a show bag, and you have to run out with it.
Yes, that's right. And everyone gets to chase you for it at the end. No, just joking. So we're going to be set up there. The Ecker is the best time of the year here in Brisbane.
Kicks off tomorrow.
Yes, it does tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so what we thought we'd do to prepare ourselves for our big handball tournament that goes for the entire time of the Ecker is go to grassroots. We went to your son's school.
Yes, at Camp Hill. Yeah. Thank you very much for having us. And took them on, I thought would be better.
I thought I did quite well.
You were impressive.
Huh?
You were also impressive.
For someone in your situation.
What do you mean?
That you're uncoordinated.
So you guys played. I'm carrying an injury at the moment, I sat on a chair with all the kids around me.
How cool did we look?
I know, right?
Well, we're coming in like, hey, kids, we're the cool Hit 105 breakfast team.
I was carrying Maddie's chair behind him, and I just looked at him and went, it's really cool to be your friend at the moment.
Here we go. This is us, Camp Hill State School, playing some handball. Here we are. We're at Camp Hill State School, where we're about to test out our handball playing skills. So, Elke, what do you think of Stav and Abby's skills so far from what you've seen?
Good.
Thank you.
Who would you say is going to be better out of Stav and Abby?
Probably Stav.
Thank you, guys.
Did anyone say me?
Abby.
Thank you.
Can you do bullet shots?
Let's see.
Abby versus Stav.
Let's see who wins.
All right, rally for Ace. You two got to play for Ace. Are we ready? Right. Let's play ball.
I'm going to win.
Do you think the fact that Abby's pregnant is going to go against her, or is that going to help her in the game?
Against her. Because she can't really move.
No.
Guess what, guys? This is my home. This is my home, this square. No one's coming into my home. My house.
Now, who would be the best handballer in your school, do you think?
I'm probably the best girl, maybe the third.
Yeah, you're the best girl.
And so you're the best boy?
Probably, yeah.
He was in Ace for a long time.
No, I was in boys in Ace down there.
Hey, Finny, do you reckon the fact Mum's pregnant, is it going to be harder for her to play, do you think?
Harder for her to play. The baby doesn't want to get crashed and shake everywhere.
You reckon the baby's going to be a good handball player?
Line dispute.
There is going to be a lot of fighting at the Ecker.
Especially when you put money on it.
Bring it in. What's the issue, guys?
It was going in King's Square.
All right, okay, three at a time.
Just we play.
Can we go to the TV screen?
That's it.
Hey, we've got to go to the bunker.
Referee going upstairs.
They've spent 20 minutes looking at it and still have no decision. Replay.
Mother versus son on the handball court.
You're going down, Finny.
Oh! Woo! No love lost between mother and son as Finny gets taken out by his mum.
Someone's a bit worried about you don't want to play against the seniors.
They're taller than me.
Yeah, welcome to my world. This is like Wimbledon. Oh,
Stabby
boy!
Get that out of my house. It's all coming back to me.
I'm here with the seniors. What do you think of the gameplay from Stav and Abby so far?
Okay. Pretty hard, but we're holding up well.
Average.
No. That's it. Time over. Interview's over.
So what happens? The bell goes.
You guys are very good. Thank you. Right.
Thanks, guys. Well done. Good game.
They just took off. The bell went. Yeah. And that was the end.
Well, they've got to get to class. They're very well behaved, aren't they?
We should have got in trouble. No hat, no play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they all had their hats on, didn't they? Yes.
We didn't have a hat.
You guys did very, very well. Do I have to pick the winner?
No, I can forfeit Stav. This one. Yeah,
Stav, I think we've got to give it to Stav on the day. Stav, you were spectacular.
Another useless talent for Stav.
$5,000 on the line at the Ecker from tomorrow. Come and find us in our little Hit 105 area and play. You can win some big cash.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, you want to win $10,000 tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Good. Here is a letter for Alpha Bucks. It'll be the 10th of August, 8 a.m. We play Alpha Bucks.
Name a fruit starting with W.
Watermelon.
Name a colour starting with W.
Watermelon.
A good one, because white isn't really a colour.
Yeah. No, it's a shade.
But your letter for tomorrow is B.
No, it's W.
Name something you can do alone starting with W.
Whittle.
Name something you can do in the shower starting with W.
Wet Wash. Yourself.
Correct. Very good.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. 8 o'clock, that means $10,000 time. You can win $10,000 with Alpha Bucks right now. And if you want to get the letter to practice, it's in our podcast every day. Go and get it via the Hit 105 app. It's been a while since we've given away the full 10K.
It has. We came very close on Monday.
Do I say it?
No.
No, okay. No. Jinx.
Alrighty. No jinxies.
No jinxies.
Here we go. Let's get a player on.
All right. Cassie, who I think is guaranteed to win 10 grand today in Redland Bank.
Oh,
how are you feeling, Cassie?
I am nervous now.
You'll be fine.
Well, you first time on the air as well.
It is. I've been trying for ages. Oh, my gosh.
Concentrate, focus. You know how this works. Okay. You've been trying to get on for a long time. You're going to get a letter from Abby. Every answer must start with that letter. $50 every question you get right. 10 grand if you get the whole caboodle, okay?
Yep.
Your letter this morning, darling, is I for instant.
Instant.
Instant. Yep. Instantly $10,000 richer. All right, here we go. Name a brand.
Oh God. I pass.
Name a rugby term.
In touch.
Name something annoying.
Igloos.
Name an Australian musician.
Iggy Azalea.
Name something you can buy at Officeworks.
Ink.
Name an occupation.
Now I don't know.
I completely blanked out.
It's the first time we've had a dog help with answers.
And I don't know what you've got against Eskimos, but I'm going to give you $200. There.
Thank you very much.
I'll go through the ones that you
missed. Oh, that was a hard one.
God damn it, I hate igloos. Don't you hate igloos?
Oh, they're just so annoying.
So annoying.
So cold.
The only one you did pass on in the end was name a brand. You could have had IKEA or Isada for that one.
Yeah.
But $200.
Far out, Matt. Thank you very much.
Well done.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
The drought that our farmers are facing.
The drought is very bad. The forecast for the winter ahead is not good.
No, it's been terrible and for a long time. And it's great to see everyone in Brisbane getting behind this. Fiverr for a Farmer. Next Friday, your school, your workplace, your kindy. A lot of kindies getting involved. Dress up like a farmer, donate $5, and we're going to try and get everything to these farmers through Rural Aid. The details are on our website, hit105.com.au.
And you have to register there as well, because we're going to give you details about what you do with the money after and everything. So please register your school there. Have a chat with the principal.
We're going to chat to someone right now who is from Cobra, New South Wales. She's from Restdown Station. She is in the middle of all of this and is dealing with it firsthand with the mental health side of things as well. Her name is Sheena. She joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Sheena, I believe your family has been in the farming industry for many, many years.
Yeah, no, we are 4 generations, the Geffert family have been into farming, yeah.
Is this the worst you've seen?
Yeah, no, it is the worst by far. I've never seen it as dry. We've never ran out of water like this or had to feed stock. This bad.
How much rain exactly have you had?
So, up to date for the year, we've had 25 millimetres. And since 2016, about October 2016, we've had 150 mil of rain. Yeah.
Right. So that's like less than a teaspoon or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not good.
We've just put a photo up. That is from you, of one of your sons trying to feed stock. We've put it on the Hit 105 Instagram page.
Yeah.
That is horrific. How are your kids dealing with that?
Well, I've got 4 little boys under the age of 6. That day in specific was a Saturday, and my little boy, my 6-year-old, had one of his really good friends, Q's birthday parties in town we were supposed to go to. And he was nearly in tears watching, his father out feeding, and he was trying to help him as best he could. And sort of pickle the lambs up. You know, their mothers, you know, were down, and if it wasn't a goanna, it would be a crow sort of pecking their eyes out before they could even get back up after lambing. So my six-year-old turned around and said, "Mum, I can catch up with you any time, but I'm gonna help Dad. I'm gonna stay home and help Dad." Like,
so he's actually literally he's holding the feed in his hand. The animal can't even stand up, and he's bending down, holding it in front of the mouth of this poor animal.
No, it's heartbreaking. Like, I've got my little boy sometimes crying himself to sleep, thinking that we're going to lose, you know, our farm because everything's dying, and you know, we don't have any water. Like, we're out of water like everyone else. And I mean, it's not as bad for us yet, but I mean, come Christmas time, we've got enough feed pretty much till then, but I don't know about water. It's not good. It's not good for everyone.
Well, that's sort of stress to live under 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's got to be tough on everyone's mental health out there, and it's got to be...
Oh, it is extremely tough. And farmers, you know, in general, the male figure is a very proud, you know, proud person. They've seen their father, their grandfather work, you know, hard. So they're not one to complain, and they're not, you know, one to ask for a handout or you know, go into town and see a counsellor. But, yeah, things are bad, and, yeah, it's sort of a hard situation. I mean, we're not going to be the first ones to put a hand up, but it's that bad now. It's sort of, what else can we do? Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. You've, unfortunately, you've lost people quite close to you through all of this, haven't you?
We've lost people that we know, and you know, we know families that, you know, wives have walked out of, and they sort of can't take the pressure anymore. I mean, it's not easy. You're isolated, especially where we are. You know, husband, he leaves in the dark before you're sort of up with the kids, and he gets home a lot of the time when you're asleep with, you know, the kids are asleep, so the kids can go, you know, weeks without seeing their father because of the drought. Like, it's, you know, especially in our situation, for me to drop the kids off at school and come home and pick them up again, it's 280 Ks.
Wow.
So by the time we get home, like, even on weekends, unless you're out feeding stock and half the time you're in, you know, different paddocks to try and get it sort of done quicker, you're not really seeing, you know, you're not having that family time. The kids aren't seeing their father.
Can I...
It's terrible.
Can I ask, the number for Lifeline, of course, is 13 11 14. Is it a case of, because how bad this is going, and as you said, not until now are people actually talking about it, is it that thing where some people, like wives, go out for the day, they come home and they don't know what they're coming home to? Like, are people that stressed about the mental health?
Yeah, I think in a lot of cases they are. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to, you know, my husband's quite a happy-go-lucky, not much worries him, you know, to be worried. But a lot of the time, it's, you know, it's when they go quiet, you know, when they're not saying much. But, I mean, like, the whole point is we go hours, you know, days without seeing each other. But the whole point of knowing that at the end of the day, like, it does put a smile on, you know, my husband's face when it's, you know, if they happen to be still awake, that they run out and see their dad, you know, who's bud. And all he wants to do really is just have something to eat, jump in the shower and go straight to bed.
Yeah.
Which then again, that makes it hard on the wife because, you know, they've had no one to talk to but, you know, these little children all day. And all they want to do is sort of, you know, talk to their husband, but yet he's too buggered. So, like, everything takes its toll, like, I mean, like, how long can you keep doing that for?
Yeah.
And you talk about the isolation of being out there, and I always think, you know, the farmers are out there together. But how close is your closest neighbour, how far away are they?
So my closest neighbour would be about 20 Ks, in saying that, like, there's one farming sort of family with young kids. You know, they'd be probably about 25 k's away, and that's pretty much it for about 70 kilometres, like, in the way of, you know, the next generation coming on. Hobart's very much a mining town, and, you know, like, a lot of farmers around the district, said, you know, go off and get a trade to their sons because of how bad they had to deal with things and the drought and the wool market. You know, they didn't want that life to their kids, so they sort of told them to go off farm for a while, and a lot of them never returned because of, you know, that. Like, they were on good money and they didn't have the struggle.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
So it's just, it's affecting everyone. Like, the next generation, that's the scary thing, like, you know, if they don't take it on, you know, like, then what hope does Australia have? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. All the farms disappear.
Sheena, we really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us this morning. I think this, it's fantastic to share stories like yours so people know just how bad it is. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
The drought that our farmers are facing.
The drought is very bad. The forecast for the winter ahead is not good.
We should say, what an amazing place Brisbane is. The amount of people who are throwing up their hands to be part of this on Friday next week is just amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And we're doing Fiverr for a Farmer, where we're asking people to dress like a farmer. Could be anything. Could just be...
or a flanny.
Casual, whatever. And donate $5 or whatever you can, a dollar, anything. We're asking for schools to register as well as businesses. Hit105.com.au. And I tell you what, I can't stop crying at this photo that we posted on Hit 105, and we just spoke to the Instagram page, and we just spoke to the mum of the little boy that's feeding a sheep there.
Yeah.
That is dying. And we're saying, like, they're so used to death because that's what they grow. They grow sheep for, you know, for consumption purposes. But to have them just not being able to survive, just dying on the land through drought, is devastating.
So 131060, we've asked you guys, are you getting involved with our Fiverr for a Farmer on Friday? Register at hit105.com.au. Alison is on.
Hello.
How are you, Alison?
How you going?
Good. You want to get on board our Fiverr for a Farmer?
Yes, we've already registered. I work for Life Without Barriers in Ipswich. Uh-huh. And so we registered with you guys the other day and we're doing it.
Yeah,
nice. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. It's a really good cause. I actually live out at Laidley myself, and that's an hour from Brisbane.
Mm.
And it's really dry.
Yeah.
It's really, really dry, and it's nothing compared to what, you know, our poor farmers are going through. So
right.
It's a great cause.
You go through there on the way to Toowoomba when you come here, and as
Absolutely.
I always say, I'm up there because my wife's from there. But if you go past Toowoomba, which you would know, like Oakey, and just sort of out that way, it's insane how dry it gets.
Absolutely. And my husband works in Roma. He's a livestock tanner in Roma and Western Queensland, and it's really bad.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, good on you, Alison. Great to have you on board.
We've got Kayla from Ipswich Hospital. Have you guys registered?
Yes, we have. Hello.
Hello. Hey. Does that mean, like, doctors will be operating on people dressed as farmers? Because that would be awesome.
No, so in the Children's Sunshine Ward, we'll be dressed up. All the doctors, nurses, cleaners, admin staff will all be getting on board.
Great.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So good.
So we're pretty connected with our farmers. Just last week we had two drought masters bulls visit our sick kids for an animal encounter, actually.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It was like a giant-sized pet therapy. It was excellent.
Good on you, Kayla. Shout out to the Ipswich Hospital as well for getting on board. Georgia from Wellington Point. Hello.
Hey, we're doing it next week. Redland Bay Roof Trusses, just obviously a roof truss company in Redland Bay, and I think it's obviously really important to get behind these guys because essentially that's what makes Australia keep going. So get on board, Australia and Queensland, New South Wales, everyone. Help out.
Brilliant. I love that. Well done, changing the high vis for farmware.
Yes. That's
right. I'd love to be a person that gets off a plane on next Friday. It's like, there are farmers bloody everywhere. Look, they're doing
everything.
You know
what they say about Queensland?
Yeah, big country town.
Jess is on the air. Hi, Jess.
She's with the birds.
Oh, she's from an early learning education centre in Redbank, so I'm assuming that she's probably chasing kids around at the moment. Trying to work out.
Gee, it's fair. A lot of birds there.
It sounds
there?
Very serene. Let's
yes,
just play
does.
That for a couple
it
of
is,
seconds.
It is. It's very calming.
Yeah, it's like an Enya record.
Well, hey, look, we've just been told if you go to our website to register officially, hit105.com.au, 217 registrations so far.
That's great.
That's really awesome. And have a chat to your kids, a childcare centre as well, like the Redland Bay one, or even different schools as well and workplaces, and get them involved.
We will have on our Facebook page, I believe, we're getting a link up there as well, because I know my son's kindy asked for like a poster, because you need the info for parents and stuff.
Yes. Mm.
So if you are going to do it at your school or at your kindy, we'll get a little poster there that you can print out, and that way you can set it up in the information area so everyone knows what date it is to get involved. Fiverr for a Farmer next Friday. Let's all get involved.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Sammy Lucas has forged an incredible career, but she's had more than her fair share of dating disasters.
Yeah, joining us in the studio, Sammy Lucas, Romantically Challenged. It is her podcast at podcast1.com.au. Go and check that out. Good morning. Thanks for coming Sammy.
Oh, I love being in Brizzy. Good to see you.
I just want to set this up by saying before this interview started, she asked if we were all married. We all said yes, and you are bitterly disappointed by that.
Well, no, I tell you what, you guys should listen to my podcast, because even though the podcast is kind of directed at anyone over 40 who's dating, I think married people should listen to it too, because after listening to the stories in my podcast, you will stay married.
Right.
You will not want to enter the dating market again. Yeah.
Sammy, I love living through my friends though, because I've got so many single friends, and some of them are over the age of 40, and I always go, oh no, give me a phone. And can I go on Tinder for you? And they're like, this is kind of a joke for you and you enjoy it, but for me, it's actually my face and my name attached.
And that is a whole other world of pain that you can get yourself into. In fact, a lot of my friends who've been doing the online dating thing for probably 5 years, they're all now collectively reaching this stage of dating fatigue. Right. They are so tired of it because it's freaking time consuming. Mm. You can sit there. A mate of mine has worked out he can swipe 180 faces a minute on Tinder. Now think about it. That's 3 people per second. Yeah. He's making that determination in a split second, like literally a split second, whether that's a girl that he wants to connect with or find out more about. And
with
it's actually so superficial.
Well, his fingers that quick, why is he single?
They don't see that.
And that's not where it's at. Hey,
how old would you go, actually? Have you got a... Because you're 48. Is there an age range?
Thanks for pointing that out.
You don't look
at that. No. Do you know what? I sort of went 40 to 55 in my dating profile. But I just happen to attract younger men. Mm. I don't know what it is. It's always the young ones. I had a 27-year-old hit on me at the pub the other day.
Yeah, right.
27-year-old. And he followed it up with emails and was really determined to get me to go out with him. And I was like, honey, like, if I can make you, I cannot date you. Not seriously.
What was it about him though that you wouldn't go that young?
I was just dating a guy who was a bit younger than me, and he hadn't had kids, and and it was pretty intense, and the chemistry was amazing. And then he basically said to me after a few weeks, I don't want to see you anymore because you're too old.
Right.
Because I think it was the most brutal thing, Matt. It was basically, I think I might still want to have kids, and basically, you're a barren old cow. Yeah. So,
goodness.
It was the most brutal rejection I've ever had in my life. So I think I learnt my lesson there with the young ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you go dating what my friends and I refer to as the second round? Because they,
I'm like, third round, hun. I'm getting third round now. I was ready for second round in my 30s. I was like, and I said this to him.
That are divorced, I said this, we always say second round divorce. Obviously.
Second round offers.
Yeah.
I told my dad in my 30s, because he was like, seriously, what's happening with this wedding fund? Because if you don't get married soon, your mother and I are going to travel the world. And I said, go and travel. You're going to need it. And I said to dad, you know, I'm looking at second round offers now. It's not going to be a big wedding anyway, because he's going to be a divorcee. Dad was mortified. Now, literally, I'm meeting guys that have been divorced twice.
Yeah, right.
So I don't think, and I think at this age, and we talk about this a lot in the podcast, a lot of women, sometimes men, but more women, when you get into this age and you're dating, you don't want to get married again. Women that have come out of long marriages and tricky divorces and separations have no interest in going through all that crap again. Mm. So they just want someone that they can maybe spend a few nights a week with, travel with, catch up on the weekends. I've got girlfriends that say they would never even live with a man again.
Wow.
Makes sense.
So just see, 3 married people in the studio are all just looking at me like,
No, I'm the opposite, Sammy. I was like, I'd love to live with one of my girlfriends.
We say
every time that we'd be happily married, just being friends. Yeah.
This might be a weird one for you, Sammy. And I discussed, the guys thought I was strange because I felt that Carl Stefanovic, for instance, when his marriage ended, right, mm-hmm. and he went to a younger woman, I wondered if at some point along the way he looked back and thought, I regret, you know.
I don't know.
Have you seen him at the moment?
There's certain types of guys you meet when you're dating at this age. There's divorced and free, you know. Yeah. Maybe he's come out of a long marriage and he realises that younger women find him attractive and he is just playing the field and having a good time with 28-year-olds. There's divorced and bitter, the guy that hates his ex-wife and it was a horrible divorce and she's a cow and she's a gold digger and blah, 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 and just speaks terribly about his ex-wife. And there's the commitment phobe, the guy that never got married, didn't have kids, never going to settle down. And then there's the guy that cannot be alone. And this is a lot of men when they come out of marriages. Women kind of, when they come out of a divorce or a bad relationship, you kind of go away and assess yourself and think, how can I make myself better? What did I do wrong there? How can I improve myself for future relationships? Men don't do that. Men just, as Kerry Sackville, who I interviewed in my podcast, she says, basically, women of this age, you're getting someone else's shitty ex. Men generally don't go away and better themselves and find out, you know, how they can be better for a new relationship.
So Abby, they say she, face. No, it's just because it sounds like they leave and they go, well, what did she do wrong rather than what did I do wrong? Mm. Guys always feel like it's...
Don't get me wrong. I say this all the time. I'm never getting divorced. No one else is going to take this damaged thing over here. I've tricked one woman and I need to stick with that.
Hold on to it.
I'm very interested in this. I think this is going to be an excellent listen. Podcast1.com.au or you can get it in the App Store. Romantically Challenged Sammy Lucas, your podcast. Thank you for coming on and chatting this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
As we wrap up our show and reflect back on things.
Facebook memories.
Oh, yeah, you were just watching one of Abby doing star jumps.
To break a world
record.
2 years
ago, yeah. Was it? 2 years ago, I was trying to break a record and I did really well, but just the memories have come back. Mm. I got whiplash from it because I tried to flick my head back so much.
Doing star jumps.
You know what's the worst? Mm. You know what Maddie got out of that? Because we were reminiscing and it was funny. You know what he said about us? Gee, you both look so young.
I never said that. I just said, look at your hair in those. In there. And you looked really young in it, yeah. You just look different.
2 years working with you, Manny, and look how much we've aged. It'll get you. But no thanks.
You guys will be like Obama at the end of this. Yeah, it's just... funny. True. Technology.
Mm.
It just progresses, you know?
You're not having fun this morning, are you?
It's always a new iPhone or something. I said this at 6 o'clock this morning. Why can't we just have stuff... Why can't everything just be cordless?
You can, it just costs more.
Why are we so cheap at this radio station? Because every morning I come in, I've got a keyboard wrapped up and a mouse wrapped up and a pen wrapped up and a coffee cup. Look, I know it's a first world problem, but there's so many cords.
You can get the cordless headphones now, can't you?
Yeah. Yes. I don't trust them, though. I like the wire. Show me where the thing's coming from.
Yeah?
Where's my source? Where is the power source?
Yeah? I'd love to go wireless in here.
Well, that's what we can get you for your Christmas present.
They said they couldn't afford it because of how much they paid you.
Ah, well, I'm not taking a pay cut. So, cords it is.
You'll cut the umbilical cord, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's like... It's like cutting calamari, the umbilical cord.
Technically,
yeah.
We're all wireless.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
I didn't.
And it's hard, is it?
Oh, it's like you think it's just going to be like a snip, but it's not. It's like
you've got to really go.
Sk, 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 sk. Pull it. Sk.
And the whole time you're crying.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't do it.
Should have another kid so you can.
Hey, Stav. It was a good idea to hand out Nerf guns at the screening of Die Hard at the New Farm Cinemas last night.
Heard it was a great night. Good job.
Yeah.
In order for people to shoot the crowd during the action scenes. But when you're 6'2" and already a target.
You'd always get cool mints in the back of the head, wouldn't you?
I didn't think about that. I got it anyway. But when people had a bag full of ammunition and just one target to focus on and a room full of people. Yeah, I got Kane. Thanks, Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, that is the end of the podcast. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. I really appreciate your company. Any extra business, guys?
I believe Abby's got a story for you, Maddie.
No, it's inappropriate. Is it an off-air story?
It will be for you today, yes. Oh. Because everything that he says today.
Do I get to hear it?
No.
No, you can.
So Stav and Abby get weirded out because sometimes...
you have a very strange moral compass.
You were doing, when we were testing Alpha Bucks, you were leading towards the word wank, and now you were like, no, don't say that. You can't say that. I need to cut it out.
We went a bit too far, so I cut it out.
I don't know where we stand. Some days you're okay with it. Some days you're not okay with it.
Your moral compass is like normal, right? And then sometimes it's like when you put a magnet up against a compass and it just goes, woo.
Yeah. So it's confusing. We don't know where we stand.
And you know what? I've never disagreed. Sometimes, if I knew what was going up on in this head,
yes,
I probably wouldn't be me. I'd be a better person. It's just, I can't explain it.
Maybe you should strive for that.
Oh, I've tried.
There is the podcast.
Weren't you telling us the story?
No, I can't. Oh. No, it would be inappropriate.
Okay.
All right, we got to go anyway.
What have we got on?
We've got team meat.
Oh, that's why we should continue on with the podcast.
It's going to be catered.
Actually, I did forget. I won't do it now because I know we're in a rush. We did get some international comments from the podcast. So if you're an international listener, listen to tomorrow's podcast because we're going to have these for you.
Okay.
Alrighty. See you guys.
Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt. Hit 105.